Welcome to the Square and the Round, Chris Kelly and B.B. Shea. I just said to B.B. Shea, are you ready? I like that attitude.
Let's get it done, man.
Let's go. You know, I like what you do. You take a roll of Smarties straight to the head right before showtime.
Yeah.
Boom.
Still getting it out of my teeth, man.
Get it done.
Straight to the brain.
Take the sugar and just guts left. That's Halloween leftover from 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
You don't care.
It's good. It's not good until it's 2 weeks old, man.
You ever snort any pixie
It's been a long time.
Candy?
It's been a
That's
long time.
That's a good candy, the pixies.
You know the little sour flakes from like Sour Skittles?
Yes.
We used to snort that.
In
middle school. We didn't know no better.
Right.
Yeah.
May have messed up your nasal passages.
Probably.
We don't know.
That's why I got sleep apnea, probably.
Probably.
Yep.
You need to get a sleep apnea. I need to. You told me a couple of weeks at Halloween that the Smarties, you can't even differentiate the taste of each one. So you just take it and
they
go.
Throw them all together. And it's just sugar.
You still got it.
Yeah.
I love it. We were just talking about a coworker who got mugged the other day. Well, you say mugged.
Yeah.
A guy asked him for money.
Yeah.
And he gave him some money and then got taken advantage of.
Yeah.
When a homeless person asks you for money, when you see somebody on the side of the street, do you give or do you not give?
It depends. Mm. Depends on if I have cash. If I have cash, I'll typically maybe, but
do you?
I never have cash. That's the
You're
thing.
Off, right.
Typically, I'm just like, nah, later, bro.
I think it's a hard time for homeless people.
Well, it is.
Like, there's never been a hard time
exactly.
for homeless people.
Yeah.
But, don't you think that not as many people have cash on them anymore because they use cards?
I know panhandling is at all time. It's a terrible time, right?
There should be a minimum wage for a panhandle. Or they should. You know what they should have is, wouldn't it be great to see a homeless guy when you say, I don't have any cash, say, oh, I'll take card, and then come up with one of those little machines like they're using now, those little Apple
Some
squares.
Of them take Cash App.
No.
I did run into a homeless guy one time. He said, well, I got Cash App. I'm like,
get
for real,
out.
Bro?
Really?
That is some brazen stuff
get
right there.
Get out of
yes.
here.
Yes. Of course,
I thought you might
money.
Respect that.
It's when you claim to have nothing and then have Cash
and you
App.
You have Cash App.
But if you just, like the people who put it on the back of their windows, Cash App.
I know you
different.
Like that. I know you like that.
It's different. I love that.
I know.
I love that.
I hate that. But I almost respect, I can't say that. Because if you're homeless and you claim to have nothing, like you said, and you've got Cash App.
Well, the thing about the homeless is I was having a conversation with a friend of mine a few weeks ago. And, you know, we work in a downtown area. And she was asking me, she goes, what's it like working downtown? I'm like, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the, you know, homeless people that come up to you and bother you from time to time. And then she tells me, she goes, you know, they prefer less fortunate.
Yeah, what the unhoused?
I said,
I recently heard the unhoused.
Is that really what they're worried about?
Well, yeah. Why?
Is that at the top of the list of the plight of the homeless is the nomenclature?
I think that the language changes are what people get so mad about. It's like, you know, homeless by another name is still homeless.
Absolutely.
You know? If I call them the underhoused or the less fortunate,
What
difference does it make?
Did you go to the meeting?
Yeah.
Were you there when they decided that this is what they wanted to be called?
That's why people say, oh, we're so woke and that kind of thing. It's like, you know, just because you use a different term than homeless doesn't mean their plight is any different.
Or it's any more respectful. I mean,
exactly.
You know, homeless is homeless. Like,
thank you.
I feel like they'd be more worried about finding a home or getting some money.
Not
you know?
Being called the underhoused or the less fortunate or whatever it might be.
Less fortunate.
You are less fortunate.
You know,
yeah.
Like if you want to get technical about it.
You're underhoused.
I am.
You're living with your
parents.
I don't
even have a home.
You're technically homeless. But your parents let you in.
Thank God. Thank
they
God
love
for them.
You.
Yeah,
they love you.
Yeah.
I just read, I think I probably told you this, somebody my age, if you had any advice for somebody your age, it's appreciate your parents because they're not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
I can speak to that.
Trust me.
And I did. I have no regrets with my parents because I loved them and I knew they loved me.
Yeah.
And we, you know, that's a good
thing. And, you know, I got great relationships with my parents. I still travel with my dad. We're going to all
the baseball parks
together.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, my mom and I, we don't do things like that, unfortunately, but we spend a good deal of time together. So.
Well, you live there.
Yeah.
So,
Do
you, have you already picked out your baseball stadiums for next year?
Yeah, next year we are doing Denver.
Oh, that's a good one. I've been
to Denver multiple times, but never been to the stadium. I'm excited about that.
I toured that park, Coors Field.
Oh, really?
They were out of town. It was the summer, but they were out of town. But they gave tours, and so I went and toured the stadium. It's beautiful.
I'm excited to show my dad Denver. I think you'll love it. And then we're doing the Florida ones, Miami and Tampa.
Yep.
And then we're going to do the White Sox. Haven't done the White Sox in Chicago yet.
Now, have you been to Tampa, to that stadium?
I haven't been.
That's a pit.
I'm not excited.
You know, that stadium, the baseball stadium in Tampa, we were at Disney World, and the Red Sox, my team, were playing in Tampa, and we were, you know, a hour and a half drive.
Yeah.
And so my son and I said, let's zip over to Tampa one night and watch the Rays. It was early in the season, Rays hosting the Red Sox. And I'd been told the stadium's a sewer, it's awful and this and that. But we went, and I found it to be to have like the charm that a gaudy artificial Christmas tree would have. You know?
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
Going into it, you know, this is not going to be Fenway Park or Wrigley Field or, you know, one of the great Camden Yards, but it's got some sort of charm to it because it is so artificial, and so it's like a 1960s Christmas tree. You know,
do they embrace it? Like, do they embrace the fact that it's cracking?
And the sad part of it is there's more Red Sox fans there, than Rays fans. Yeah. The same with the Yankees, of course, or many teams that play there. So I didn't see them embrace it. But we had great seats, and they were not that expensive.
Really,
we were down the first baseline, and it was great.
To be honest, these are the ones in Florida are the two I'm really not looking forward to at all.
The Marlins, I don't think that's.
But
a great
we got to go do them. I don't want to go to Miami. I could care less about going to Miami.
I wouldn't want to live in Florida.
No, neither do I.
I think Florida, and my wife will never live in Florida because she likes the change of seasons, the four seasons, and it is swampy hot in Florida, and everybody seems angry or crazy there to me.
A good friend of mine moved to Florida last year. He lives in West Palm Beach, and he absolutely loves it.
Oh, he does.
Yes. So he's that type of person. He's angry.
He is angry.
You know, he loves like an angry driving, just
he's
like doesn't
the
care
anger?
About anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just read that we talked about this, that Disney is so expensive now that it's pricing out normal families, you know, like run of the mill middle class families can't afford it because it can cost you thousands and thousands.
It's ridiculous, man.
It is. Yeah. It's crazy in that way. And of course, Disney's at war with the governor and that kind of thing. Everybody seems crazy in Florida.
Did you go to Disney when you were a kid?
Yes.
You did go when you were a kid?
But you know, when I was a kid, Disney was just the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
And it probably wasn't that expensive either.
Oh, I'm sure not. No. You know, we went on, my mom and dad took me, I remember it well. I was probably, I'd say 8 or 9, and I loved it. It was so much fun, but it was just the Magic Kingdom. They were building Epcot.
Okay.
So it was like 1981.
Yeah.
Epcot, I think, opened in 82. And we went, had a great time. I will tell you, my mother, bless her, it was near Christmas. It must have been right before Christmas, so it was busy, of course.
Yeah.
And they had this, I'll do an impression of my mother, and I'll have to curse here. I usually don't do. But they had at some part, you know, the middle of the park, they had a poinsettia tree, like made of poinsettias, and it was, you know, 200 feet tall.
Yeah.
It was huge. And so we walked in. My mother talked like this. She go, "Oh my Lord, look at those. All those poinsettias are the most beautiful things I've ever seen." Oh. So every time we'd go by, she goes, "Children, look at those poinsettias." And we'd take pictures for all of that.
Of course.
Well, then, near the end of the trip, we were late for something. Now, in those days, of course, you couldn't just text and say, "I'm over here," or track somebody.
Yeah.
You had to say, "Meet me at 2 o'clock at the whatever," you know, at the place that sells the souvenirs. And we couldn't find it. And we walked by the poinsettias at least 3 times. And the last time she says, "Shit, there's those damn poinsettias, for God." So it was one of the few times she broke down.
Yeah.
And she's, "Shit, there's those damned old poinsettias. I can't stand to look at it." But she had raved about them earlier. Anyway, it was on the Magic Kingdom. And now, well, I love it now. I love it now, but it's pricey.
We never went growing up.
You never been?
No.
Well, when have you been? Have you been?
I have been.
Yeah.
I went on a school trip when I was in 7th grade.
That's pretty good.
We went.
It's a good time.
We went with the chorus. I was in the chorus and we
me
went.
Me too? I was in the chorus.
I was in the chorus.
What'd you do?
I was this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I think I was a soprano at the time.
Oh my.
Yeah. 7th grade soprano.
Baritone.
Yeah. And
look at us.
I was in honors course in elementary school. Did chorus through middle school. And even did a semester of it in high school as well.
That's where the cool people
we,
are.
We need to duet sometime.
That's where the why aren't we singing on
I
this
I don't
show?
Know.
That's where all, you know, you can, the jocks, fine.
Of course, of course.
Dweebs, hippies, whatever. Yeah. That's
where the cool
the
folk
chorus,
were.
The chorus, that's right. We went, too, on a choral trip also.
And, I went the one time and never, I didn't enjoy it. Yeah,
my
yeah.
wife and I, like, you didn't enjoy it?
Didn't enjoy it, no.
You didn't like?
It's too damn hot, bro.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's too damn hot.
Well, you know they say the best time to go is, and who can go at this time, but like the 3rd week in January, because all the kids are back in school.
Yeah.
And the weather is perfect. It's 70 degrees in January, and there's no lines.
Yeah.
And it's great. My wife and I want to go like after we retire, like 15 years from now.
Like a season pass or something
like
that?
Well, I don't know about it. We live too far away, but go for a week, and because the restaurants are delicious. They're
good.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
And see, I didn't get to experience it a very compacted, you know, that it wasn't, I didn't get to explore a lot.
Well, when you go as an adult, and we took our kids, of course, we, I mean, one time we spent a bunch of money. We stayed at the nicest place.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it because the meals, the food is excellent. It really is.
And, you know, me and my brother, that was really never anything we were wanting to do. Yeah. Like, we never pressed our parents about going.
Yeah.
Which was interesting, I think.
You know, I think it's nice. We've been a couple of times with the kids, and they did enjoy it. And they do have that memory. I don't know if it's worth the money. I mean, we spent a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
It is. And you can do it now. If you wanted to spend $50,000, you can do it where you get to the front of every line.
They will
take you to the front of every line.
See, the Fast Pass there and the Fast Pass at Dollywood, that's a completely
different story
right there.
Well, this is Ultra Fast Pass. I mean, you can do every, but that's like $50,000 bucks or more. It's like when Michael Jackson used to go with Prince or whoever. I heard one time we were at Epcot, and somebody we were standing with to watch some show told us as we were leaving that one time they were on the way out of that same show and everybody was being cleared out and you could see Michael Jackson and his entourage coming in.
Wow.
They were doing that show for them, a second showing just for Michael Jackson.
That's crazy.
It was a fireworks show.
I think people forget how big that dude was.
Oh my God, Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Huge.
People forget how famous he was. I don't think he's dead either.
You don't?
No.
You don't believe that?
I don't think he's dead.
My daughter and you are in the same camp.
Yeah.
She has seen some footage or something from the day he died or the day after he died.
He walked out of the coroner's van. Yeah.
Do you believe that?
I do, 100%.
My daughter has said that.
Yeah.
She thinks that's true. And she thinks Taylor Swift is...
Oh, Anton LaVey's daughter.
Yes.
The head of the Church of Satan's daughter. Have you seen a side-by-side of them?
No.
They look exactly alike.
Is that my daughter thinks she's the leader of Satan's church?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Okay.
She's on to something.
Is it possible?
Your daughter's woke, by the way. The fact that she knows about that,
that's
crazy.
I say, like, that was her first concert. I took her to see Taylor Swift before Taylor was enormous, probably 6 or 7 years ago when she was at the Coliseum, you know, indoor place. And my daughter liked it. It's okay, you know, I enjoyed it. And now I say, are you still a Taylor Swift fan? And she says, no, she's the head of Satan's church. Now, my daughter's pretty religious.
Yeah, okay.
Surprisingly
I like
so.
It.
Yeah.
I like it.
And, well, in fact, here's a good one. At the gym, which I just came from. Mm-hmm. Can you tell I'm sweating today?
Yeah, I could tell.
Did not shower. For you, I do not shower.
Yeah. Did you wear that same shirt yesterday?
Yeah.
I noticed.
Yeah. You know why I put it back on?
Why? It was in the car?
It was still in the car. Okay. Well, you're really observant.
Well, see, I noticed it because you actually wore an undershirt that matched yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Because you typically wear like a green and like
sometimes.
A blue or
sometimes.
Something.
But a lot of times I'll match, and then sometimes I won't.
But yesterday, your undershirt was also red.
Yeah, correct.
Yes. So
whatever I wear under this shirt, I go to the gym in. I just take this shirt off. Well, I left it in the car.
Yeah.
So today I was in this sweaty shirt. Oh, let me give BB Shea a little something. So
of course.
I took this dirty shirt and put it back on. Look how observant you are.
Hey, I try, man.
Nobody else knows that about me. Sometimes I've worn the same shirt 2 or 3 days in a row. You think these other jokers notice that stuff?
I notice weird things like that. Like,
I
if something's misspelled, I'm the first person to say something about it, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's good.
Or same with, like, grammar. Like, if something's messed up grammatically.
Do you know what? And I want to get back to my daughter in a second.
Yeah.
But do you know what I just heard about grammar? You're a grammar person.
Yeah.
And I'm this way, too. If you hear someone say something wrong when it comes to grammar, it physically causes you stress. Like, it really does stress you out.
Uh-huh.
And I hear incorrect, improper grammar a lot.
And the one that gets me the most is when people say library instead of library.
Oh, Lord.
That one bugs the hell out of me.
You know, in that meeting where I wore this shirt yesterday, one of our colleagues was saying realtor instead of realtor many times.
Yeah.
He was talking about the realtor.
Yeah.
And I like him. But I didn't correct
realtor.
Him.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like if I correct somebody, they look at me like
I'm
a jerk.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I hear improper, and I'm sure I mess up too.
Of course, yeah.
But when people spell things,
I think there's a term. It's called grammar pedantry syndrome.
Okay,
so it's called GPS.
Well, I have it because I will.
Yeah.
I always notice, and I'm sure again I break the grammar rules.
Yeah.
But I notice it, and it bothers me. And then if I say something, like, I'm the jerk. You know,
yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
Don't you want to get better?
I'm trying to help you.
Don't you want to get better?
Yeah.
My daughter is religious to the point that now at the gym where I go, there is something in October called Hell Week. All right? And what that is the 8 hardest workouts of the year.
Yeah.
And so if you complete a certain number, like 5 out of 8, they give you a Hell Week t-shirt every year. But so you're doing it for the shirt. And they are markedly harder classes. These are all class-based exercises. And so when I wear one of those Hell Week shirts, she'll come to me and say, I don't think that's proper to wear that. And I say, well, you know, it's just for fun at the gym. And she said, is a lake of fire for all eternity fun to you? And I mean, what do you say to that?
She's got a point.
She says
she ain't lying.
She says, is the exercise that hard? And I said, it is. She said, is it like spending eternity in a lake of fire? And I said, sometimes it is. It's that when you're on a treadmill, can you think of anything worse?
Yeah.
Can you think? Do you believe in hell? Do you think hell is an
existence? I do. Yeah.
I think so.
See, me and your daughter are alike, because that's my excuse for not eating deviled eggs.
You said that.
It's got something to do with it. I don't do that.
No deviled ham,
nothing like that.
I'll eat
a devil cream, but that's where I draw the line. That's all you'll
do. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, she won't eat any of that stuff either. Very
She's
religious.
Funny.
Surprisingly religious, actually. Yeah. Do you find, I just saw this, the people named their sexiest man alive last week. It's Patrick Dempsey. Did you know that?
I just read that this morning.
You care?
Saw a lot of hype about it this year for some reason.
I don't know why he got it. I don't understand. 10 years past his prime.
Why? I like Patrick Dempsey. I don't have a problem with him, but he wouldn't be my pick.
No, Ryan Gosling should be the pick this year.
I 100% agree.
Ryan Gosling owned the movie this year,
with
Barbie.
With Ken.
Yeah, he was Ken, and he's probably the best looking guy today.
You're right. They really flubbed that one. That should have been Ryan Gosling.
It should have been Patrick Dempsey 15 years ago when Grey's Anatomy was
on the air.
And he was like the guy you know, in Grey's Anatomy. But anyway, they didn't give it to him. Who do you think, all right, what celebrity, male or female, that people find attractive that you don't?
I read it online
in conjunction with these.
I've got a whole list of these.
Really?
Yes. People I think about this a lot.
That are unattractive.
But that people think are attractive that I don't think is attractive. Charlize Theron.
You don't find Charlize Theron
not
attractive?
Not one bit.
Really?
Yes. Halle Berry.
You don't find Halle Berry attractive.
I don't think Halle Berry's good looking. Beyonce. I don't think Beyonce
is
good looking.
Now, I think Beyonce's overrated.
Yeah, I don't think she's good looking at all.
You don't think she's attractive?
I don't. Angelina Jolie, I don't think she's attractive.
Get out of here.
It's weird because like people are like, oh my God, Angelina Jolie. I never got it. She's just too like...
Perfect?
No, not even close. Like, just, I don't know. She's just weird to me.
Really?
I think the fact that she came out of John Voight's nutsack really upsets me.
That bothers you.
That's got a lot to do with it for me.
You know who I don't find? Everybody, and this is an older name. Sometimes I can't even remember her name. She's red-haired, and she was in the second Silence of the Lambs movie. She was in, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, geez, I'll never remember it. She's got red hair, and she was in, what's that, Hannibal?
Okay,
but you are not going to know it. Anyway, everybody finds her attractive, and I don't. You can look it up if you
want. I'm
going
to look it up for you. Yes.
Everybody finds her really attractive, and I just think she's okay, and so I don't find her.
It's not that Christina Hendricks woman, is it?
No, but there's another one I don't find that attractive. A lot of bosom, and she was in Mad Men, but I don't find her.
Oh, Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
I mean, I think
she's okay.
I've heard people my age especially say, oh, she's a bombshell. I just don't get that. Mm-hmm. You know, she's okay. She's okay.
Yeah.
I don't find her that attractive. Wow, Angelina Jolie. Yeah. I think Jennifer Aniston, both married to Brad Pitt, is gorgeous. Do you find Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, no, she's fine. I think she's a little overrated, but I think she's good looking. Yeah.
I think she's the best looking woman that's ever been on TV.
I don't know about all that.
Who is the best looking woman that's ever been on?
I can't answer that question. That's a tough.
Did you find her? Well, you don't know the Friends. I found her.
Yeah.
But Courtney Cox is beautiful.
I think Courtney Cox is better looking than Jennifer Aniston. In their heyday, yeah, I do.
I found them. I think I'd go Aniston, but it's close.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, very close. But so you don't find Jolie attractive? You don't find Halle Berry attractive?
No.
God,
no.
I thought I was going to. Yeah. When I said Julianne Moore, I thought it was going to be.
No, Charlize Theron's my number one that I just don't understand. She's just weird. I don't.
I'll tell you who I think is the most attractive woman in the movies now is Barbie.
Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, gorgeous.
I think it's her or...
Well, Gal Gadot from Wonder Woman, I think.
Or Ana de Armas.
Who's she?
She,
I never know this
stuff. Did you see the new Blade Runner?
No, God, no. I didn't see the old Blade Runner.
She was in the newest Bond movie, I think.
Okay, I don't see them.
Oh, God, dude. What else has she been in?
I stalled about 10 years ago and don't see anything. You know that.
I think if you've seen her, she's from like Spain or something like that.
What about Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis is great. Yeah.
Beautiful
love
woman.
Mila Kunis. Yeah.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah.
I think a lot went on that 70s show set that we shouldn't, that is dirty.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the
I
fact
think,
that she was like, what, 14?
Yeah. And
when that
up
happened?
Dating, yeah. And that whole set seemed bad to me.
You know, you bring up Friends.
Yes.
And I've got a game for you if you'd like to play.
Well, I'm a big Friends fan, as you know. You told us last week that you didn't get into Friends.
Yeah, it was late. I played it late.
You played it late. Yeah. You should start from the beginning. I'd say the first four seasons of Friends are really outstanding.
Really?
Yeah, maybe, and it starts off quick, too.
Maybe that's my problem.
Start at the beginning. The first season is excellent. Yeah. It really, I think it's great. And for some reason, and we mentioned this last week, some reason it just hangs on. You know, it's really good. And it's now the number one stream show because of Matthew Perry.
I remember once it went to Netflix, people lost their mind.
That and The Office. Those are the two.
Absolutely.
And you've seen The Office and I have.
Yeah.
But because of Matthew Perry's death, you know, now it's back to number one.
Somebody was saying that Michael Scott from The Office, there was this, I forgot, they had a draft of TV sitcom characters. Mm-hmm. And they think that Michael Scott is the greatest TV sitcom character of all time, which I can't disagree with. I don't know who I would put at number one, but I think that's about right.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'd put Barney Fife at number one.
Really? Okay.
I think Don Knotts was a comedic genius and what he did physically. Now, I haven't seen The Office.
Yeah.
So, but from what I've said, I'd probably put Barney Fife or Archie Bunker. I mean, these are old school.
You know, I think the people who made this list really weren't watching All in the Family or,
no, they weren't, I'm
the
sure,
Andy Griffith Show.
That's when television, I mean, network, those shows paved the way.
Yeah.
Lucy Ricardo.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm not an enormous fan of I Love Lucy, but she was genius.
I don't know. I think if you've watched The Office, I think I might have to take that challenge. I think you have a different perspective on that.
Well, I'm sure he's he's a phenomenal character, but now, have you seen Andy Griffith?
I was watching it last night, actually.
I think Barney Fife is. I mean, some of those scenes, my God.
Yeah.
And I've seen him 100 times and still laugh, you know?
And even Archie Bunker. I like Archie Bunker. Yeah.
I mean, talk about a great character that totally broke the mold
and was,
you know, could say these terrible things.
And everyone was like, okay, that's totally fine. Yeah. That's how Michael Scott is.
Yeah.
That's really kind of how he is because he's such a dynamic character because, like, you'll hate him, you'll love him all within, like, 20 minutes.
Well,
it's crazy.
Because I think Steve Carell's fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he's great. I told you the one thing I hate him in is Anchorman. I think his character
really?
Is so, oh, my God. I think that's one of the worst characters.
I think that's what helped him break in,
God,
man. That was such an iconic character.
I think that character in Anchorman is so annoying. Jesus, God. I mean, you think this podcast is annoying? Yeah. I think that movie's overrated, and I think he is god-awful in
it.
God-awful.
Okay.
But what's your game, your friend's game?
So this is a game called I Compiled All of the Things That I Know You Love.
Oh, I love that.
And this is called One's Gotta Go.
Okay, yeah.
So
right.
I'm gonna give you a list of two or three things.
Okay.
And you have to tell me which one's gotta
go. That's gonna be tough. Now.
So, and I need to give me a reason why it's gotta go, the other two have to stick around. All right, first one, all right?
Yeah.
Golden Girls, Friends, and Sex in the City.
Ooh.
One's got to go. One's never existed. You can't watch it anymore.
I'll take out Sex in the City.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Golden Girls and Friends are like my hierarchy. Those two are too good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because sometimes Sex in the City gets on my nerves.
Okay.
You know, it's like, okay, that's too whiny.
I can honestly say I've never seen an episode of Golden Girls or Sex in the City.
Oh, you need to be watching those shows.
What is Golden Girls stream on, or is it what's it come on?
Well, it's all it's all on those old people channels. It's way up high.
MeTV.
I think you can stream it on Hulu.
Okay.
Now that one too. The first, I'm going to say 3 seasons. After that, you know, it's down a little bit. But the first couple are like, wow, the comedic timing of Miss B. Arthur.
Yeah.
She's the only one I know that has more facial hair than you, but. She's phenomenal. She's my favorite character by far. And people, if you want to at me on that, go ahead. But I like her better than Betty White. I think she had the more comedic time. Now, they're all great.
Yeah.
They're all, except I think the weak link is the mom on the show, Estelle Getty.
Okay.
But they're all good. They're all good. So I'll kick out Sex in the City.
Okay. Here's another one.
And by
one.
The way, the Sex in the City ladies are now the age of the Golden Girls. They're still making shows.
No way.
Yeah, they're in their late 50s now, or mid to late 50s. They're basically the same age.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the Golden Girls were not as old as you. I mean, they were the 50s.
Well, I mean, Betty 50s. White's been, I mean, God rest her soul, she was 90 for 20 years.
Well, she probably was the oldest of the four, I want to say. And she was, you know, early 60s, and because she died at 99. And the show was 35 years old at the time. So I think she was like 57 to 65 during the show.
Also, sidebar, is it weird to you when old people pass and people get bent out of shape about it?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's kind of weird. Like Betty White passed when she was, what, 99?
99.
People are like, I can't believe it. I'm like, it totally makes sense.
Well, Bob Barker, too.
I get it. Yeah, same thing with Bob Barker. Like, I get it.
You know the thing with Betty White, though, they had already planned her 100th birthday party. She was like, she was 3 weeks from 100. I mean, they literally had planned this big event, and then she died 3 weeks. It's almost like she let us down. You know,
she
didn't make it. You know, the other thing about her, she died December 31st of 2021, and she was born in 1922.
Yeah.
So if she had just made it one more day, she could have said, I saw 1922 and 2022.
Wow.
But she didn't. She didn't make it one more day. She died on December 31st. I know.
Oh, gosh. I know. Keep going back to One's Gotta Go. Yeah. I don't know if this one will be too tough for you. Yeah. Olivia Rodrigo,
yeah.
Taylor Swift, or Ed Sheeran? One's Gotta
Ooh,
Go.
Wow. I'd have to get rid of Olivia Rodrigo.
Really?
I love the other two. Yeah,
oh,
I like
man.
I like the music better from the other
two. Is it
two.
The lack of catalog from Olivia Rodrigo?
I think so, because okay. Taylor has so much, and I love Ed Sheeran.
Taylor
I
and Ed have been around for
a
while.
I think Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift are unbelievably talented.
I agree.
Both of them.
I think Ed Sheeran is probably one of the best songwriters living.
Phenomenal. People yeah. that don't get, and I tell you, I think Miley Cyrus is really good. People don't agree with that, but I do. I think she, I don't know about songwriter. I like her songs.
Yeah.
I don't know who writes what, yeah. but I like her songs.
I don't. Miley Cyrus is okay.
I like her.
This is just the two.
Okay.
Diet Coke or Celsius?
I'd have to get rid of Celsius. I love
When's the last time you've had a Diet Coke?
Been a long time, though.
Really?
I mean, I slipped probably a month ago and had one, but other than that, you know, it's been a long
okay.
time.
Okay.
The burn of a Diet Coke,
yeah.
God. Celsius, I was drinking too many. I had to give those up.
Yeah.
I have given those up because I was drinking like four a day.
Oh, and so you're no longer on
no,
Celsius.
No, because it's like 16 cups of coffee.
Fair enough.
It's like, it is. I was literally having that. I couldn't sleep.
Yeah. Oh,
but
geez.
I love them, though. I mean, they're addictive. I need that Diet Coke burn.
I got you.
God, now that you mention it, it makes me crave one. You can't mention them. You can't bring them up.
All right. Dave Aiken. Big, I'm just kidding. Pickleball,
yeah.
The gym, or watching TV?
Oh, my God. I would, oh my God, pickleball, the gym, or watching TV.
Yeah. Three of your favorite pastimes.
Those are the three. I knew you'd get to those.
Yeah.
I'd give up watching TV.
What? Dude, you're wild
up,
for
I
that.
I would give up watching
no.
TV. I would find something else because I love those other
What would
two
you do
things.
To supplement your time? Just go to the gym more, play
you probably,
pickleball
Probably, I'd play more pickleball.
Yeah.
Or I'd read maybe, do something on my phone, you know. I would not give up either one of those two things. I love both so
that,
much.
I was not expecting that.
I know.
I was not expecting that.
I know. But see, all the shows I watch are old.
It's still a nice way to calm down and
you're
relax.
Right.
In the
evening, God. Oh, that just floored me, man.
Yeah.
That just floored me.
All right. Well, I got one more for you.
That was a mean one. Yeah.
Broncos, Red Sox, Tar Heels basketball.
Oh. Golly. I think I'd give up the Broncos. God,
really?
Isn't that horrible?
That is weird because the football, that's a tough one. I wouldn't expect football.
I can't say.
And I figured the way that college basketball is trending now, I would think
maybe you would say
Tar Heels.
Right. I think I'm going to change answers. I'm going to change answers to the Tar Heels, even though I love them.
Yeah.
Because of what you just said, because the way it's trending now, it's not as important as
No,
it used
it's
to
really
be.
Not. And it's unfortunate.
It is.
Because
I love college basketball and it's not what it used to be. So because of that, you made good sense there. I'm going to give up. So would you give up Duke basketball, Yankee baseball? Who's your football
team? I
don't
team? Have a football
team. You don't have a football team.
No.
Which one of those would you give
up? Wow. Probably Duke basketball.
Over Yankee baseball? You're that much of a Yankee fan.
They're the ones, because I share that in common with more people than I do Duke basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So Duke basketball, I feel like I'm the only person that I really know that pulls for Duke.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, the Yankees, actually, the Yankees, I don't understand. Every time I see them, I fear them, and they're just not as good as they used to be. Something's
no,
going
there's
on with
not.
That.
There was a point in time where I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, when the Red Sox or anybody played the Yankees, I was like, oh, the Yankees will wind up. You just have that fear they would win. And since, like, Jeter retired and Rivera retired and...
Everybody's so nice now. There's no hatred.
I don't like
there.
That either. I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
When the Red Sox and Yankees hated each other in 2003 and 2004.
Even like the 2007.
Yes.
Like when A-Rod and Veritek were fighting and stuff.
Yes,
I love that.
That was the best.
Oh, my
because
gosh.
Because A-Rod and Veritek actually disliked each
other. Yes, and they were fist fighting.
Fist fighting.
Yeah.
You see, it was that way in the 70s between the Yankees. Where they hated each other. And it's that way again 20 years ago or 18 years, but it's not anymore.
Because
you know,
I remember like getting excited when Red Sox and Yankees are playing.
Yeah.
Now I don't even pay attention.
Not anymore.
Like,
not
who cares?
Anymore. That's not it anymore.
That's got to come back. They got to bring that back somehow.
I think the same with the Duke-Carolina rivalry. It's still a big rivalry, but I think since those big coaches retired.
But I still think there's something there.
You do?
Yeah.
Well,
more
so
than Yankees-Red
so
Sox.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
More than Yankees-Red.
Yeah.
What's the best rivalry in sports? Alabama is what I hear.
No.
Carolina Duke.
I think Carolina Duke basketball
is
the biggest
rivalry in sports.
Yeah,
it's up there for sure. And Michigan Ohio State.
Because it's always close.
It is.
Even
if one team is bad.
Yes, no matter
usually.
Who, they know how to play each other.
Yeah, usually it's close. Usually, even if one team comes in with a few losses, it's close. You're right.
Also, I was having a conversation with my dad this past weekend. We were watching football. Why don't NFL coaches get thrown out of games?
I don't know. They never do. They never have.
There's never been an NFL coach that's been thrown out of a game.
Not one time.
For arguing.
I just read that. Not one time. No.
But baseball,
you're gone.
Once a day. basketball every now and again. Yeah. I've personally seen a soccer coach get thrown out of a game.
It's part of the culture of baseball is the manager comes out and argues and gets thrown out, or a player arguing balls and strikes gets thrown out.
Yeah.
Football, it's never ever been done. That's weird. No, I don't know.
And because, you know, I feel like the stakes are just a little bit bigger, and yet they're right there in their face, and they just I saw Nick Sirianni, the head coach for the Eagles, blessing out as an official, and the dude just walked away.
Do you think it's because that if you throw a baseball manager out, it's one out of 162, and if you throw a football coach out, it's one out of 17, so it's a bigger it's more of a punishment?
Maybe, but I don't think that should really come into play. Like, I just don't understand why that is. Like,
and if you throw a baseball manager out, you can certainly survive. But the football guy, if he calls plays and stuff, you know, is it more punitive? You know,
I don't think that should go into the whether or not he gets thrown out. If the dude's saying nasty stuff, I think
you should probably
treated
learn
like
to,
any other coach.
Yeah, learn how to control it. Because basketball, you're right, they'll hit up with a technical foul and then they'll throw him
out.
Absolutely. They could, at the very least, you know, they also, if you give him a 15-yard penalty, you know, an unsportsmanlike conduct. You're right. They don't do that. Surprising.
It's wild to me.
It's a little surprising. Yeah. I agree. I don't know why.
Because it's such a high stakes, like big testosterone game.
You're right.
And nobody gets thrown out.
You're right. Do you want to go back on your pick of Dallas and Kansas City in the Super Bowl? You're going to stick with? I'll tell you, the Ravens look awfully good.
They do. I'm not betting against Mahomes yet.
I'll tell you, me neither, but Dallas, they just cannot ever
get
over that
hump. Together.
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
They're turning into the Bills, man.
They are.
The Bills just
cannot
get it together.
It's like Dak Prescott's a good quarterback, but he just cannot make a play late in a game, in a big game to win. You know, something. He can beat teams they're supposed to beat, but when they play the Eagles or the 49ers, they just can't seem to get it together. I don't know why.
I feel it'll probably be Chiefs-Eagles again.
You don't think Ravens or Bengals? The Bengals are coming on, too. You don't think so?
No.
And the Bills, I don't know what's happened to the Bills.
I don't get it. They floundered. Josh Allen, go figure.
I like a little sports talk to end that. That's a good, what an episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
All over the place.
Your take on Angelina Jolie, sizzling hot. Sizzling, I'm promoting that. That is a sizzler.
Okay.
That is good.
Okay, all right.
Send that out, subscribe, however you get this thing every week. You ought to do it from now on. That's a phenomenal thing.
All right.
That's it for this week. Again next week.
Yeah, we'll see you then, man.
The square and the round. Thank you.